This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, December 13th. Well, we got the wheat markets chopping around. We had a big day down on Monday, snapped back yesterday, recovered all of those losses, led by Kansas City. And corn was being pulled higher yesterday as well. Soybeans reversed back down. So it's just back and forth as we head into the really light trading days during the holidays. Some of this in wheat, the rally, you know, finding support, I think a lot of it was just short covering by hedge funds. It just has that kind of feel to it. From a fundamental perspective, you wouldn't see 20 cents down, 20 cents up, back to back if you didn't have some kind of shift in the fundamentals. And we really don't have that. Other than another major storm coming across much of Russia, it's going to drop more snow and slow down logistics there, but still, I don't know that it justifies that big of a move. Russia did announce they were shutting off durum exports, but they're not really known for their durum exports. We see that the European Union, France, which is the largest wheat grower in the EU, they've had a notable issue this fall planting their crops. Wheat's going to be down about 5%. Durum is down 10%. Barley is down as well. So that's worth noting. But I think just the choppiness here, the back and forth, it kind of, again, has the feel of a hedge fund probably trying to cover some shorts before the end of the year. And I think you're going to see a lot of book squaring, if you will, by that. Corn tried to tag along, but it was looking at crude oil being down 240 yesterday and struggling to get the kind of energy going to the upside that we saw in wheat. Ethanol profitability appears to be dropping as well. We'll get the energy report this morning that should give us a look at what ethanol production is doing, but it's been fairly strong where demand appears to be waning. Demand for gasoline appears to be dropping, which explains, you know, the crude oil drop, even with OPEC talking about lowering production yet again. And of course, Argentina, I've got some significant changes going on there with the new government, really putting a hatchet to public spending. They devalued the peso by 54%. So it's 800 pesos to $1 now. They're slashing public spending. And, you know, warning people this is going to hurt, but they're trying to get the economy on much better footing. And hopefully this will help them. They want to eliminate the export, or at least reduce the export tax on grains. It's questionable that they'll be able to do that. It requires their Congress to allow it. They need the cash to pay some IMF loans. So that's something that's really up in the air. But obviously, the lower the tax, the more incentive there is for farmers to plant and to grow. And that's been the argument all along. But, you know, the grain export tax is one of the few significant sources of revenue for the government. So it's a catch-22 for them, if you will. But that has not yet been announced as far as grain export taxes. If it's lowered, you're probably going to see, obviously, Argentina would become much more competitive in the market. And you would start to see that flow of grain, I think, increase if they were to at least lower the export taxes. In Ukraine, they are projecting that these alternative export routes that they have developed will allow them to export 5 million tons of cargo in December compared to November's 3.8. So they're having some success. And it's not only just sea routes, it's also pushing into the Eastern European countries now that agreement has been in place. In Brazil, got the private grain analyst Cordier leaving corn production unchanged at this point for Brazil. Mostly the private guys are starting to ratchet that number down just because soybean plantings are late. That's going to push corn plantings late. And but they have yet to do that. They want to see just what the Safrina plantings numbers will be. He did acknowledge, however, that demand for seed and fertilizer for corn appears to be notably lower, 18 to 20% down. So that's worth noting that when you're seeing that, now it could just be farmers waiting to see if they're even going to get those acres in. That's likely a big chunk of that, but I think it's pretty safe to say you're going to see a notable drop in corn plantings for that second season crop simply because of the slow pace of soybean plantings. In weather, speaking of Brazil, it's kind of more the same. You just see these longer range forecasts, like the 6 to 10 day forecast, continually calling for pretty decent rains to come across that northern and central part of Brazil, but they just never materialize. So we continue to see up front, hot and dry. It's going to get back up to high 90s, low 100s again across those key areas of Brazil. And, you know, it's spotty rain, if at all, over these next 5 days. In the longer range forecast, we do see more rain coming in to those key areas of Brazil, especially as you get past December 22nd, which is, you know, 9-10 days out. So again, we'll see if that materializes. You know, if it does, I think soybeans are done. You know, they're going to go down with whatever plantings they got. You know, the market will figure that out, but, you know, rain makes grain. But if you continue to see, as you get deeper into December and especially into January, that the rains are not materializing, then the soybean market, I think, has to adjust to the upside. You're just going to run out of time to get the crop planted. In Argentina, it's just a different story. They've had all the rain they could want for the most part. They're looking stellar in their production season for the row crops. So, you know, they're doing fine. Southern Brazil probably has too much rain. They're going to be struggling with their wheat quality, but they're fine as far as the row crops go. It's just that northern and central part of Brazil, which is a huge growing area for them, it's very important, and they just can't catch a break. So, you know, it's getting into the critical time as you get into late Dece and then through at least the first half of January. You need to see those rains develop, or it completely changes the dynamics of this market, especially for soybeans and probably corn as well. So short term, the night session is lower. I think the Argentine situation is casting a bearish tone to the market. So you're giving up some of those gains in wheat again. My guess is that we'll still got some correcting to do in wheat, corn, you know, soybeans. I don't know. As long as the rain is in the forecast, it's tough to rally that market. But I do think longer term, wheat has found its low. Corn has likely found its low, and probably beans too. You're due for a correction. You had a pretty swift move to the upside in wheat, a very impressive rally. I think it's going to correct from that. Maybe take a look at the lows. I don't think we'll get that deep in wheat. We probably will in corn. Longer term, we should, you know, pretty much all world demand for corn is going to funnel to the U.S. So once this correction is behind us, I think being on the long side, you know, buying this break, especially if we can get down to those major lows in corn and, you know, get within 20 cents of those lows in wheat, that sets us up for some buying opportunities as we work our way through the winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.